talking doubt, and no wonder they couldn't be healed. What you're actually saying is their revelation of unbelief just determined your lack of revelation in the power of God. In other words, you were influenced by what was wrong with them instead of what's right with Him. Come on. If this isn't true, how could Jesus have healed everybody that came to Him and everybody that He touched? Do you think everyone had a revelation of Him? They didn't even know who He was, for heaven's sakes. All through the Gospels, they're like, He has a demon. No, can a demon possess man open the eyes of the blind? And it was great. But yet He healed them all. Whoa. Isn't that amazing? So where's belief rest? Where's it important for belief to be found? In God's people. Not the sick person. God's people. Come on. Whew. Faith comes by the hearing of the word. Right, by hearing and hearing of the word. That's Romans 10, 17. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. So how do we grow in faith? Get consumed in the word and see things for the way they are, not the way they seem. Whoa, come on. Because the way that seems right is ruling most of the church. And a lot of what we say is because of what we've been through and how things... And we think because we prayed it was faith. And then we determine the outcome. We define God through the outcome. We pray, we weigh the outcome, and then we put God in definition based on the outcome. You can only find God here through the outcome of Jesus. So if my experience isn't measuring up with His, I need to keep seeking Him and keep going onward.